And here we are back on this Wednesday, December the 18th, 2019, 7 days out from the big Christmas holiday. How about that? 15 minutes past the hour. Do want to remind everybody the WWGH Christmas special will be tomorrow, December the 19th, 7 to 9 p.m. at night. We will have the Leszewski family performing live in the studio. I will be here. Terry Tackett will be here. Sean Kraft will be here. Charlie Evers, Glenn Coble, Mike Wilson, Linda Sims. There are other people who I'm forgetting. But Santa Claus will be here. There'll be special guests galore tomorrow night. You won't want to miss that. The WWGH Christmas special, 7 to 9 p.m. tomorrow night. Now, it's kind of interesting. Before we were going to break, we were talking about candy again, and apparently potato candy, we just learned, is the recipe we got last week in regard to a potato roll. Does anybody know any more about this? Because we took it kind of up to the break there. 740-383-9944. Do you know anything about this potato candy and what you could do with it? Because I've never tasted that. Now, I did taste the peppermint tack candy for the first time last week, and that was rather delicious. One of our listeners brought that in. That was a tremendous thing. White chocolate with peppermint bits inside. Very, very good stuff. But the potato candy. Okay, let me see if I have this right now. You take a whole potato and you mash it up. And then you take the powdered sugar and make what's left of that potato sweet. And then you roll it out and then you put peanut butter or jelly inside the center and then roll it up. Now, is that pretty well what potato candy is? Really no cooking involved except mashing up. Is the potato supposed to be raw? Do you cook the potato like you would cook mashed potatoes? Or do you just beat the potato up raw? I don't know. That's, I guess, the only question I have left when it comes to potato candy. Does anybody know that? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Also, we're talking about poinsettia versus poinsettia, the Christmas flower that we have each year. How do we keep these alive? We learned a lot about this in hour number one. But why are there two different names? Why is it poinsettia and poinsettia? And is, I don't know. That's just, is it derivation? That's the word I'm looking for. Is it a derivation of the word, that like aunt to aunt? Is it just that we don't want to say poinsettia anymore, so we just say poinsettia? Or is it a dialect thing from across the country? Is it we say poinsettia here, but they say poinsettia over there? I don't know. I think that's kind of interesting to think about. Give me a call, 740-383-9944. Now, before we get to Christmas gifts, because I think that's a fun thing to talk about over the years, because we do have kind of niche gifts over the years, I wanted to talk about this. I had not thought about this in the longest time, about being a Christmas thing, but it did happen at Christmas. Now, this goes to show you that sometimes something bad that happens at Christmas can turn into a good thing. And I think about this now every time I look at my face, and you'll understand this in a minute. Now, I've never had a broken bone. I've never had any big health crisis. I've never, tonsils is the only operation I've ever had. But when I was a kid, and I don't know what year it was, I was probably 10 years old or under, probably in that particular area. It was Christmas time, probably about a week before Christmas, maybe even closer than that. This might be the anniversary of it, for all I know. But what was happening, I remember it was a Friday, because I remember I had just gotten out of school for the Christmas holiday. And my grandmother was coming over to pick me up, and I was going to go over to her house, and I think we were going to do Christmas cookies or Christmas candy and watch Christmas shows, and I was going to spend the night with her. So she shows up to my house to pick me up, and she wanted me to go get my shoes, and my shoes were in my bedroom. So I go running. This is a lesson to everybody. I go running back to my bedroom to get my shoes. And somehow I tripped. And just inside the door to my bedroom was my dresser. And I bet you can see where this is going. Somehow I tripped and I hit, it's that little area right above your, what's your jaw, but it's right above your chin. I hit that area of skin, which is just a piece of skin, on the edge of the dresser, right on the corner. And of course, it went right through. And of course, you start to bleed and you're just in a constant panic. So you run out and you show the people what's going on. And of course, my grandmother and I think my father was there at the time. And they both started to panic. And all I remember is immediately I was put into a car with both of them. And we were headed out to the emergency room. And I was so panicked that they were going to give me stitches. Because at that time, I had a big fear of needles. I don't so much have that anymore, but I had a big fear of needles at that time. So I get out to the emergency room, and I remember I was just petrified that they were going to put needles in there and stitch it up. And I kept thinking, oh, I hope they just do a butterfly and nothing bad happens. So I get there, and they put me on a stand, and they said, well, yes, you are going to need a stitch. I remember them saying that, which kind of annoyed me. And I remember they took this little water bottle, because they were worried there might be wood, bits left of the dresser still in my jaw, in my cheek. So they went in there and they kind of just squeezed water through the hole to make sure there was nothing left in there. And then they stitched it up. And you know what I remember about that? I think it kind of killed my fear of needles to a certain degree, because it didn't hurt at all. Didn't hurt one bit. And so I was stitched up, and then I went home, and I ended up going over to my grandmother's anyway, and I remember that night watching the, I was sore, I do remember that, I remember my jaw was sore, but we made the cookies and the candy and everything and watched the Christmas specials, and now that's a memory that sticks with me and probably would not have stuck with me at all had I not left my shoes in my bedroom and took a flying leap into the corner of the dresser, which gave me a scar that I still have until this day. And some people will ask me sometimes what that is. It's gotten less as the years have gone by because it's been there for many years now, but that's how that happened. I hit the corner of the dresser. What are the odds that that would happen? That I would just happen to hit the corner of that dresser just right in an area of my face that would cause me to have a scar. But that happened at Christmas. And then I remember during the Christmas holiday, I was so worried about the stitches coming out. Even though it didn't hurt when they went in, I was so worried about them coming out, and I had all this like angst and pent-up worry, because I think they were in for about 2 weeks or something like that. And I remember going to get them out. And I remember the doc, because you can't see when they're working on your face. You can't see what they're doing. And I remember the doctor started to take the stitches out. And I thought he had just started. And he said, okay, it's out. And they were gone. And that is my Christmas disaster story. Now, does anybody have a Christmas memory like that? Where something kind of strange, maybe kind of bizarre, maybe not so tragic. I don't know that that's tragic, but something that that happened on Christmas that maybe kind of delayed the festivities or something odd happened. We'd love to hear your story. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944, but I certainly remember that story very, very well. And the scar is still there to this day from that Christmas many years ago when I tripped and hit the corner of the dresser and had to get stitches. The only time in my life I've ever had stitches was that particular event. I do remember years later, though, and see, now the memories all flood in. The only other bad thing I ever remember happening at Christmas was, I remember one, and I don't even know if this was at Christmas or if this was just something that happened after Christmas, but I do remember one time there was a hook from one of the ornaments on the tree. And somehow it must have got embedded in the carpet in the living room. And I remember I was coming down the hallway and got that stuck in my foot and had to pull that thing out. And I just remember that was horrible trying to get that thing out. Now, luckily, it didn't lead to a stitch. And I obviously did not get tetanus or anything. But I can't remember if that was there at Christmas or maybe if that had just... I don't know why there would be an ornament or a hook, an ornament hook in the carpet. But I do remember that getting stuck in my foot and thinking, gosh, that is a big... Ooh, that's awful. Has anybody ever had one of those ornament hooks stuck in their foot? That is awful. Because a hook, much like I think like a fishing hook, is meant to dig in and catch something. So those things do not come out easy. They're very difficult to get out if they get in there deep. What a story that is for a morning show. So those are my two Christmas catastrophes that I remember. Do you have any of your own? 740-383-9944. Now, I did want to talk about Christmas gifts that I remember, I guess they were kind of like fad gifts because they didn't carry over year from year, but the ones that I remember the most from when I was a child. Now, do people remember these? Do people remember the Pee Wee Herman doll? Do people remember, this is before the actor who was, who portrayed Pee Wee Herman, I think his name was Paul Rubens, got into all the trouble that he got into. This was before that. But does anybody remember when the Pee Wee Herman movie, I believe his first movie was called Pee Wee's Big Adventure, and then there was a television show, I think it was Pee Wee's Playhouse, it was a kid's show. And that particular Christmas, when all that stuff was going on, there was a Pee Wee Herman doll. It was a big doll, kind of like a Charlie McCarthy-sized doll. You know, like a, you would call it a ventriloquist dummy. And it had Pee Wee's head on it, and then it had him dressed in the suit. And you would get this for Christmas, and it had, instead of being a ventriloquist dummy, it had a string on the back of it. And you would pull this string, and Pee-wee would say something. And I remember his big catchphrase was, "I know you are, but what am I?" I remember that was one of the things he said. And Pee-wee would talk. But he had the little red bow tie and the gray checkered suit, and it was just a Pee-wee Herman doll. Does anybody remember when that was a big fad? I remember that being a big thing, and I do remember getting one of those for Christmas. That was a big thing, and I never know what happened to that. What happens to these gifts? They're big at the time, they're the biggest thing in the world when it's going on, and then all of a sudden, they're gone with the time. But does anybody remember the Pee Wee Herman craze that went on? There were dolls, there were toys, there were television shows, there were movies, there were all kinds of big things. But I remember that being one of the big Christmas gifts. I don't know what year that would have been, probably early 80s. But does anybody remember the Pee Wee Herman craze and how popular that was? I think he did commercials and talk show appearances and all kinds of stuff. I wonder if you could pick up one of those Pee Wee Herman dolls on eBay. Wonder if they still sell them. The talking Pee Wee Herman doll. Does anybody remember that? 740-383-9944. Now, one of the other ones that I remember, and I don't know why this one sticks in my mind as one of the big Christmas gifts when I was a child, but does anybody remember the movie Who Framed Roger Rabbit? This was a big, big movie because it was the first time that Disney and Warner Brothers came together, the cartoons came together to be in a big movie for this character, Roger Rabbit. And it was also really the first movie where there were cartoons in the movie, but there were also real people. Now, they could probably do this type of movie a lot easier now with all the technology they have and computers and so on and so forth. But in those days, it wasn't so easy to do that. I think this movie took a lot of time and effort to make. I think in the late 80s, this movie was made. But that particular Christmas, there was a Roger Rabbit doll. It was basically just a stuffed animal, but it was in, he had a car in the movie, which was a taxi cab, and it was kind of a unique looking taxi cab. So Roger Rabbit came in this taxi cab, And I remember that being a big Christmas gift one year. The Roger Rabbit doll was a big deal. So these are some of the things that I remember. I remember one year getting a video camera for Christmas. It was a black and white video camera, which I think it was made particularly for kids because I was, certainly probably under 10 at the time. But I remember that being a fun gift. And I remember I had that video camera for a long time. There were always a lot of fun gifts like that. What do you remember from your childhood? What were the big gifts? I heard Charlie the other day talking about Cabbage Patch dolls. I remember those. I think Charlie McCarthy was a big gift one year. Do you remember the Marshall Brodeen magic kits? I remember those being a big gift. I remember... Oh, do you remember the year of Tickle Me Elmo? Which I don't even know. That would have been... I certainly was not a child anymore at that point, and I did not want to Tickle Me Elmo. But does anybody remember the Tickle Me Elmo craze that went on? And I still don't understand what drove that. Because I think years later, I saw a Tickle Me Elmo, and I was thinking, why was this such a big thing? I think it was just an Elmo doll that laughed. But boy, people were knocking people out. Shipments of this were backed up. They didn't make enough of them. I remember that particular Christmas, it was unbelievable, the hysteria over this Tickle Me Elmo doll. Elmo being the character on Sesame Street. Does anybody remember that? Can anybody remember certain toys? Our Easy Bake Oven, I think, was a big thing for Christmas for a long time. Come on, share your memories with me. What do you remember? Do you remember the Roger Rabbit doll? Do you remember the Pee Wee Herman doll? Do you remember the Tickle Me Elmo craze? Do you remember the Cabbage Patch dolls or the Charlie McCarthy dolls or the magic kits that were out there? All that great stuff. What are your memories of things that went on at the holiday time? What is a gift that you really wanted? Now, whether you got it or not is kind of irrelevant. But what is the gift that sticks out in your mind when you think of Christmas gifts that you want to talk about? 740-383-9944. Mine are obviously Roger Rabbit and Pee Wee Herman. I don't know why those two stick out. I don't know why those two are embedded in my mind, but those are the two Christmases as a child that I remember. The Roger Rabbit stuffed animal and the talking Pee Wee Herman doll. Those are the Christmas things that I remember the most. The Christmas gifts from when I was growing up. Or what do you remember in general about Christmas? What was it about that time of year that signified to you that Christmas had come around? I was thinking this morning about things that people put on top of their tree. Now, for a long time, I remember a lot of people put angels on the top of their tree. Do you remember the angels that were lit up with the Christmas lights that people would plug into the top of their tree? I have not seen those angels for a long time. I'm sure people still have them. But I remember those were on the top of my tree for a long time. And then stars. I remember when stars were on the top of the tree. And that became a big thing. Now I notice a lot of people putting Christmas hats, Santa Claus hats, on the top of their tree. What's on the top of your tree at home? What do you top your tree with? Because everybody does this a little differently now. Now, like I say, the tree here in the studio, we have a Santa Claus hat on the top of it, and the tree at my house has a Santa Claus hat on the top of it. So I guess that's what I have went to over the years. But when I was growing up, we either had an angel or a star on the top of the tree. Now, look at the tree in your house right now. What is on the top of it? Let me know. I'm interested to know, what do you top your tree with nowadays? What's the most popular topper? Or are people topping their tree with new things now? Let me know. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 34 minutes past the hour on this Wednesday morning, 7 days out from the big Christmas holiday. What is on the top of your tree right now? And is there anything you kept from your childhood, from a Christmas, that you still have with you? A lot of people made ornaments in school for Christmas. Now, there's another thing that has kind of went by the wayside. Does anybody remember the Christmas chains that you would make out of construction paper? I remember making those at Christmas time. You would cut the construction paper long ways, and then you would fold them over, and you would glue them, and you would make these big, long Christmas chains that you would hang from the ceiling. I haven't seen those construction paper Christmas chains in a long time. I haven't seen the popcorn on the tree in a long time. I don't see people hanging candy canes on their tree anymore. There's a lot of things that have kind of went by the wayside. The big fat Christmas bulbs, I don't see those anymore. Those seem to be gone. The icicles that people used to hang on their tree. Give us a call, 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning, Scott. You were speaking earlier about remembering Christmas gifts from your childhood that you wanted really bad, and one came to mind for me was Rock'em Sock'em Robots, which were two robots that you would box each other, and the winner would knock the other one's, the head would pop up on the other robot. It was like a little boxing ring. And I remember I wanted that really badly, and I did get it, and I suppose it was around 1970. I turned 10 that year. And also, my birthday is tomorrow, the 19th, and you kind of get chipped at Christmas time or on your birthday because Christmas is 6 days away. So,
I would imagine having a birthday so close to Christmas is not the best thing in the world.
It's not, and there's nothing you can do about it.
No, nothing.
But
I do remember those Rock'em Sock'em Robots, though.
Yes, awesome toy. At the time, I mean, kids probably wouldn't touch them now, but...
No, but have you noticed, I mean, what is on your Christmas tree? What do you put on the top of it?
A lighted star of some sort always comes to mind. That's what we always had.
Yeah, it's just...
Some type of star with lights.
An angel. Things just seem different to me. Like, I don't see popcorn on the tree anymore. I don't see icicles. I don't see candy canes. I don't know what's happened. Do you remember the spray snow? Where you used to...
Yes.
I think they outlawed that stuff.
We're in the techno age. Well, people probably started sniffing it or something, you know, how they do.
It wouldn't say... Well, when did pre-lit trees come in? Now you don't even have to string your lights.
Yeah. I would say at least around the millennium, yeah. I suppose. I don't know. I can't remember when they came about. I'm not... I suppose the convenience, you know, but I'm not really... for that.
No, I'm not for that either. But hey, I think
I'm more old school. I like a real tree, and you know.
Oh, you? How much does a real tree cost now?
Well, it can cost, you know, upwards of, you know, $50 to $200, I suppose. I think they're around $50 or $75.
Really? I didn't realize they were that expensive.
Yeah, a nice 6-7 foot tree, probably. Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting.
Well, I could be wrong, so maybe someone is listening that could, you know, that's bought one recently could say for sure.
Well, I tell you, happy birthday. Happy birthday tomorrow and Merry Christmas.
Oh, thank you so much, and have a great Christmas yourself.
You too. Bye-bye. There you go, Rock'em Sock'em Robots. Oh, I remember those well. Do you remember the Rock'em Sock'em Robots? You'd put them in the boxing ring, and you had to have a friend, and you'd push the button, and they would box each other, and the head would pop off of the other one, and that's how you knew you had won. Those are interesting things. But does anybody know what happened to the candy canes on the tree? What happened to the popcorn? What happened to the icicles? I don't even think you can buy icicles anymore. They were a mess. I remember the icicles were a mess. You'd put them on the tree, and there was always somebody who was decorating their tree who did not like how you put the icicles on. You're doing it wrong. You're putting too many in that one spot. And I think icicles were just little strips of, like, very bright colored paper. But does anybody remember the spray-on snow? Now, I think you could probably only do that with a real tree. I don't think you could put that on a fake tree because I don't know how you would get it off. But you got that snow in that aerosol can, and then you would shake it up and you'd spray the tree, and it looked like your tree had snow on it. And I think about that now, and it had an awful smell. It was like a, it really was kind of an aerosol-y, weird kind of a smell. Does anybody remember that? Give me a call, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott.
Hey.
Yeah, you're talking about putting icicles in whatever on a tree.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we still do it.
Oh, you still have icicles?
Them. Yeah, we still got the old ones. We put them on. We put the candy canes on and everything. I've had to all this stuff from way back when I was a kid and all I kept it through from my grandkids.
So you,
we still use it.
So how do you keep the icicles every year? I think those would be hard to keep.
Some of them were, you got to pack them, but some of them, because I guess they were plastic. But you can find them some places. But the other ones, we just pack them and very carefully, and then I keep them over until they fall apart.
Oh, that's interesting. Well, hey, thanks for calling in.
Yeah, okay. And the popcorn, we don't string it much anymore, but the other stuff we put up.
Yeah. Well, hey, thanks.
Yeah.
All right, we're talking Christmas memories here, and I'm being told now that apparently somebody was in a store last night, dollar store, and they still saw that aerosol snow that you spray on the tree. Oh, man. I have not seen that stuff for years. I don't know how that would work on a fake tree. How could you put the aerosol snow on a real tree or a fake tree? I don't know how you could do it. You could probably put it on a real tree, but that stuff is... it had a weird smell. That's all I remember, is that you shook up that aerosol can and then you'd spray the tree, and it had kind of like a hairspray smell to it, and it did not look like snow. I don't know who they were trying to fool with that aerosol snow. It didn't look like snow. It was like painting your tree white is what it looked like. Does anybody remember that? The icicles, the aerosol snow that used to go on your tree, candy canes, popcorn, all that stuff. Or does anybody remember anything else that people used to put on trees? Do you remember when people used to decorate their tree? Was it cranberries? They used to put cranberries. And I think they used to string those too with popcorn. Didn't they string cranberries with popcorn? Am I wrong about that? Does anybody, or was it a different fruit? Let me know, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Interesting memories when you go into the Christmas past category. I'm also trying to think, let's see here, what? I don't know. It's just the pre-lit trees probably did come in somewhere about the time of the millennium. And those have become such a big thing. But I don't know. I think that takes a little bit of the fun out of decorating a tree. The whole point of decorating a tree, I think, was putting the lights on, putting the garland. Garland, there's another thing. But garland survives. You can still buy a lot of garland in the store. Ornaments, obviously. That is a big thing for a tree. Let's take the call here. Go ahead, caller.
Have you ever had a Festivus tree?
Oh, from Seinfeld.
Yes.
Now, what did they have a tree or what?
Well, it was a pole.
A pole. Yes, they just had a pole.
Festivus pole. Yes.
And then the airing of grievances.
The dinner, the airing of grievances, and then feats of strength or something or other.
Wrapped it up with the feats of strength.
That's right. Yep.
There's so much from Christmas past that we have done away with, though. I don't like the pre-lit trees. I think that's strange.
Yeah, but it's so much easier to put them up in some respects. But, you know, I ordered some things from a prominent catalog company or mail order. And, man alive, when they arrived, a pre-lit garland 9 feet long, it was all compressed into like 2 feet. It took about an hour and a half to uncompress it and make it even somewhat look like what the catalog image looked like. Oh, was that a royal pain. Oh.
I can imagine. But I think at Christmas, maybe that's one of the, we're doing it too easy now. And people just go out and they buy a pre-lit tree and it comes in three parts and they just put it on the pole and plug it in and that's that.
Well, it used to be a family affair.
Right. And I think maybe that's the problem.
The stringing of the lights and all of that stuff, you would do it some evening or some whenever. And, you know, it would be a family affair. Now it isn't. And people are too busy these days. There are too many two-income households and single-parent families. So it's got to be easy. But, oh, well, that's life.
And Christmas will go on.
So, you know, the interesting thing is, what are the smells that you remember around Christmas time?
I remember, well, the tree. Because for some reason...
Well, of course, the tree, but the... the other smells, like one of the things I remember is from a train set, the transformer, the smell of the transformer on that electric train set, a slot car set, and then, like you say, the smell from that fake snow in the can.
Awful.
It kind of reminded me of an orangey kind of smell. At least the kind that I recall. I don't know what,
well,
you know.
I just got a Facebook message from a listener that apparently you can still buy that stuff at the dollar store.
Wow.
So, well, it's still out there.
Well, at least it's only a dollar, I guess.
That's so. Right. It's on the cheap now. We
can... So some of the trees that have no leaves, maybe you can spray some of that fake snow on there. It'll stay on there and turn it into a Charlie Brown Christmas tree.
That's right. Well, hey, thanks.
Let me get out of here.
Yeah, thanks for calling.
Yep, bye.
Phone lines are open. See, these are all good memories. 740-383-9944. 46 coming up on 47 minutes past the hour. Having a good time here talking about Christmas past and all the things and all the traditions that have trickled down throughout the years. What are the smells that you think about when you think of Christmas? And do you remember these things? Was it cranberries that used to be strung with popcorn? I think it was cranberries. I don't know why it was cranberries. Maybe it was the color of the berry. But does anybody remember stringing cranberries with popcorn and then putting that on your tree? Does anybody remember making the chains out of the construction paper? I remember that was a big thing. The snowflakes. Do you remember making the snowflakes out of construction paper where you had to cut them? You folded the construction paper, then cut them? Go ahead, caller.
I've got a couple things.
All right.
First of all, what Terry was talking about, the smells. I remember that liquid stuff you used to put in trains to make them smoke.
Oh, yes, yes.
I think that had a particular smell, if I recall correctly. But the thing I want to share here is I still have stencils for glass wax Christmas stencils for your windows and mirrors.
Oh, where you would put them on the window and then you'd spray them, right?
Well, no, actually, I think what you did is you poured your glass wax into a little receptacle and then you took a sponge and you kind of sponged it in, like, you know, like that, because that's what it shows on the front of the package here. But I still have all the stencils. There's quite a few stencils to go with them, and they were a waxy, sort of paper, so, you know, they would last a long, long time. But you got 34 all-new designs for 59 cents a package.
Well, now that I think about this, wasn't that what you did with the fake snow as well, that you would put those stencils up on the window?
Well, I think that probably came later. It started out probably with the glass wax, and then people also did it with the snow then, because I don't know at the time this glass wax, these stencils come out, whether they had the fake snow yet, but... This is how we did it back in the day.
What did you ever spray that terrible fake snow on your tree?
Not that I remember. I might have, but...
I don't think you could do it on a fake tree because I think it would ruin it.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to, but that also brings back memories of Green Acres when they went out and got their Christmas tree, and it came with needles that you could throw on the floor that would guarantee that they would you know, plug up your vacuum cleaner. And it also came with a bottle of spruce juice, too.
Well, you know, and I think these things, I think this is maybe what has happened with Christmas, is that, as Terry was saying in the previous call there, that you don't, we don't take the time anymore because the trees are all pre-lit. We just plug them in. They're three pieces, and that's that. And putting up a tree used to be a night. You strung new popcorn. I believe it was cranberries. I can't remember. I think it was cranberries that you put on the string as well. You had to untangle the lights, and then you had to get them on there where they looked right. And
the lights always were a challenge. My husband used to do that many years ago because I didn't want anything to do with the lights. But, yeah, that always was a challenge, so that's understandable. But then, like, originally, people used candles, you know. I remember my grandmother had those candles. They look like a little candle, but bubbles come up in them, and I was just so fascinated with those.
Well, in snow globes, I know they still sell a lot of those, but very rarely do I go into somebody's house where I see a snow globe.
Oh, well... I don't know.
It's just, and candy canes. What happened to candy canes on the Christmas tree?
Well, I still, you know, when it gets close to time for Christmas, I will buy a package of candy canes and put them on the tree, but that's only because I got the grandbabies. You know, they would want them. I don't know about anybody else. Maybe they would.
Well, you know, it's funny. I had some, because the candy canes that are on my tree, because I'm frugal, have been there for 15 years. So I really don't know if they're edible anymore, but I still hang them up there.
I think they pretty much are.
Well, it's funny because last night I had a little boy over at my house. His mother was there and the three kids were there, and he wanted a candy cane to eat off the tree. And I said, oh boy, I don't know if you should be getting into that. Those candy canes are older than you.
I don't know. You know, I don't really know. It probably would be okay, but dust, if anything, they would collect dust and everything else.
Well, they're still in the wrapper.
Oh, they're still in the wrapper.
Yeah, they're still in the wrapper. Okay. Do you unwrap them when you hang them on the tree?
I guess not.
Yeah,
I don't.
Mine are still, and I'll tell you how frugal I really am, because some of them get crushed in the box from year to year.
Yeah.
And when I pull them out, I just hang them on there anyway. Because they're still in the package.
You know, I think I did take the package off, though, and then I hung them over the branch, and that's a guarantee that the kids will grab them.
Well, that is true.
Yeah.
Well, hey, thanks for calling.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Now, see, those are all good calls. Christmas is a fun time, and it's an evolution time, to be honest with you. If the phone's ringing busy, it just means we're on the line with somebody else, so call in 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. We love to hear your Christmas memories here at WWGH Radio, because we tape everything and all of this is preserved for years and years to come, maybe eternity. We'll send it all over to the Historical Society, and they can have these archives forever. But do you remember a Christmas gift from yesteryear? Mine were Pee Wee Herman and Roger Rabbit. Does anybody have a gift? We heard about Rock'em Sock'em Robots this morning. I do remember those. And we're talking a lot about the decorating of the Christmas tree. I don't like the pre-lit trees. I understand the convenience of them. When did trees stop being green? When did that start? Now, I remember, was it first white? They went from green to white, and now you can get all kinds of different colors of trees. You can get blue, you can get pink, you can get just about any color Christmas tree that you want. But don't you really want a tree? Wasn't the whole purpose of a fake tree to look like a real tree? I thought that was the whole purpose. Maybe I'm wrong. But boy, those silver trees. Do you remember the silver trees that looked like a cable antenna? I haven't seen one of those in a long time. Does anybody remember when the fake trees came in? Let me know, 740-383-9944. Now, the only fake trees that I have, different color trees, that I have seen that I really liked, I saw a white tree, and it just had red bulbs on it. And I don't know if that was the color scheme of the tree or exactly what it was, but something about those red ornaments on the white tree was kind of interesting. Go ahead.
Well, they had the silver trees, then I think they went to white. But the thing was, they would have one of those lights that had three or four colors on a disc that would spin.
Do you recall those? I do remember those. But I don't even think you can get those silver trees anymore.
If you go online and you look for Christmas trees, they're there.
They're still out there.
They're not as obviously not as popular as all the other ones, but man, pink Christmas trees, that's a bit too much.
Oh, yes, the pink Christmas trees are out there.
But definitely, I recall that there were silver trees first, and then you started seeing the white ones, but I always remember downtown at Sears or Montgomery Ward's, they would have a display with the trees in, and then they would have that little tiny motor with the colored wheel and the light shooting through it. It would be red, green, whatever, the colors, and it was always rotating. So
interesting. Hey, well, thanks.
Yep. Bye.
Bye. You know, that's another interesting thing. Obviously, the traditional colors of Christmas have always been red and green, and the tree is green, so that goes okay. But, you know, I've never seen a red Christmas tree. Now, they make them in all colors now. We've seen silver. We've seen white. We've seen pink. I've seen blue ones, but I've never seen a red Christmas tree. I'm sure there's been such a thing. Has anybody ever had a red Christmas tree or seen one? I do like the white one, though. The white one with the red bulbs. That's the only thing I will abide as far as a different Christmas tree other than green, because I think a tree should look like a tree. Isn't that the point of the Christmas tree? I don't know. What do you think? 740-383-9944. The participation's been great this morning, and I always appreciate that. And it's fun to talk about the Christmas tree or the Christmas recipes, the Christmas trees. What do you put on top of your tree? What's a gift that goes back in your mind? We've talked about poinsettias and poinsettias this morning and how to keep those alive. Is there a gift that sticks out in your mind that you remember from your childhood? What's on the top of your Christmas tree this year? Is there a Christmas memory you have? Or a particular type of thing that you only cook at Christmas? This potato candy is a big one this year. I don't know why I've never had this. Are people still baking Christmas cookies? You know, that's become a long-term question. I have not seen them yet. And apparently the disappearance of the Claxton fruitcakes has also become quite a thing this holiday season. We've got a couple minutes left. We can probably fit one more call in. If you have a Christmas memory you want to share or something you want to float back on, give us a call, 740-383-9944. Charlie Evers Show coming up today, 10 a.m. till 12 noon, and then Glenn Coble on from 12:10 to 1 p.m., then Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redmond, 4:10 to 5 p.m., and the Trinity Baptist Church Sunday Sermon tonight, 6:10 until 7 p.m. Don't forget the big Christmas special here at WWGH Radio, lots of singing and music. Thursday, December 19th, from 7 to 9 p.m., we'll all be here, the whole WWGH crew, along with the Leszewski family. It's going to be a lot of fun. Santa Claus will be here, but we want to hear your Christmas memories, and we're going to take another one here because that's what we're doing. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott.
Yes.
Yeah, you were just talking about the Claxton fruitcakes.
Yes.
I found out the other day that the guy that distributed them for this area, he had passed away.
Oh, he's dead.
Yes, the guy that was a distributor.
He had a hernia from carrying all those fruitcakes, and he's passed away.
I don't know, but anyway, he passed away here just recently.
Oh, no.
That's why they haven't had any the Claxton dump.
Oh, my God. Well, hey, thanks for the information.
All right.
Bye-bye. Well, there you have it. The distributor of the Claxton fruitcakes for this area is dead. He got a terrible hernia from carrying those fruitcakes for many, many years, and now he's gone. And nobody wanted the job. They said it did that guy in. We're not going to take that job. Holy moly, and now the Claxton fruitcakes in Marion, Ohio have become a thing of the past. Well, isn't that a happy... Now, there's a happy Christmas story. Now, that puts me in a Christmas mood. I tell you what, I'm done today. Holy moly. Just in time before the fruitcake people get mad at me. Charlie Evers coming up, and if the distributor died, you know, God rest his soul. You know, we're sorry he passed away, but I'm sure he had a long life of delivering fruitcakes. Charlie Evers coming up in 10 minutes.
Help to make the season bright. Tiny touch with her eyes all aglow, we'll find it hard to sleep tonight. And sad.